save in Emporia. Call 620-342-6272 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings is based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
KVOA News Time 8:32, Newsmaker 2 Time here today, Gary Zeke, Emporia State Department of Music, in with us, which means concerts.
Concerts coming up. Gary, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing good, doing good. Well, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes here this morning. And you have, what, a pair of shows on the way here, huh?
Yes, we do. First one is this Friday, April 19th, and it's our University Wind Ensemble. And that concert will be at 7:30 p.m. in Albert Taylor Hall. And our wind ensemble is our concert band. And we're doing a theme show called Around the World with the ESU Wind Ensemble. And it's really neat. We'll be doing, like, music from England, France, Japan, Argentina, Italy, Russia, and, of course, the USA. And a really huge variety of pieces. And we're doing some really famous composers, like Johannes Brahms, Prokofiev from Russia, Alberto Ginastera from Argentina, and wouldn't be a tour around the world without The Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa for the USA.
Outstanding. You mentioned here about the different forms of classical music and the composers, so it sounds like we're going to have a rich variety of classical music in addition to the different points on the globe that you're highlighting.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, there's some older things, a number of modern things, and some real adrenaline-charged pieces. I couldn't be happier with how the band is playing this year. They just sound like professionals, and they're going to do a real virtuosic show, and they should really, really have a fantastic night on Friday. And, yeah, there's just so many different styles going on.
Yeah, obviously been a great year, and you put on some great shows throughout the entire year, and one more besides the wind ensemble left to go. But before we talk about the jazz ensemble coming up on April the 25th, Gary, we just want to get your thoughts on, the scholarship announcements and the ESU, Department of Music, obviously a part of that. Your thoughts on the upping of scholarships at Emporia State. How big is that?
It is incredible. And we just, all the help we can get to get that word out. And it's just the most fantastic opportunity for students. And I'll just, for the athletic band scholarships, a first-year marching band member receives $2,000 for being in the marching band. If you're in the Hornet Review in the spring, I believe that starts at $1,500. And those go up every year. So, like, if you're in marching band for 4 years, you're making a $3,000 scholarship, and the Hornet Review goes up. And what students can do is combine those with the presidential awards that the university gives, and we have music department scholarships. So it's entirely possible that a student really can go to school tuition-free if they just keep playing in band through the years. And we're so appreciative, of the university. They're really, really, really backing the arts and making it possible for us to hopefully get really good students in here. And it's a fantastic opportunity, and I know it's a concern for parents everywhere. It's like, boy, my son or daughter would like to go to college. How am I going to afford it? Boy, this is a way to do it. It's such a fantastic offer, and I think I can honestly say there's probably no better offer in the country for coming to school if you're a musician.
Gary, you open up a conversation point that I have no problems following here, and that is really the importance of arts and music specifically in forming a not only a well-rounded college experience, but really a well-rounded person.
Chuck, you're right on the money. And there's a wonderful quote by the late Henry Mancini who said, music makes whole human beings. And I think that's just so important because in a world where we're so career and job conscious, which is obviously important, we also want to make sure that we're creating well-rounded human beings with a sense of aesthetics and a sense of being able to communicate. And what the arts does is it's society's way of communicating ideas to both the present and to future generations. And it's so important. And not to mention all the ancillary skills. I mean, a lot of our students are not even music majors that are in bands and choirs, but the skills they learn there are just universal. I mean, being part of a team, being able to take responsibility, being able to think abstractly and solve problems. And, I mean, the value goes on and on. And I remember reading a study somewhere that they were saying, I believe Harvard Med, it's like one of the things they look for in their admissions is people with strong musical backgrounds. And I can't remember the exact number, but I believe it was about 90% of their admissions had significant musical background, because the skills you learn doing that translate into so many careers.
Yeah, Dr. Gary Zeke, Director of Bands, Emporia State University. Well, we touched on the Wind Ensemble concert coming up this Friday, and we're not done yet. You've got one more left to go coming up on Thursday, the 25th.
That is correct. That one is also at 7:30 in Albert Taylor Hall, and that will be our Jazz Ensemble 1 and 2. And that's always a super fun and high-energy concert, and I'll be directing the Jazz Ensemble 1, and Dr. Bill Woodworth directs the Jazz Ensemble 2 this semester, and we'll be doing the best of jazz, swing, funk, soul, Latin, you name it, you'll hear it in that concert, and the kids are just amazing this year. And we're doing music by great composers like Chick Corea, Dominic Spera, and by the greatest funk soul group ever, Tower of Power. That will be our closer for the concert. And again, if you love variety, both of these concerts will be great. But yeah, the jazz concert always has something for everybody in contemporary styles.
Yeah, and it's so fun for you guys to highlight on the jazz, the wide range here, really. In a way, you could also say around the globe, even though jazz is a uniquely American, really, concoction, if you want to use that term.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree, Chuck, and I always like to think of jazz as, pardon the cliche, but it's the melting pot of music. I mean, I think of the concert coming up next week. I mean, you have, you know, influences from Europe, you have influences from South America, from the Caribbean, from Africa, from the United States, and it all kind of goes through this synthesis, and it comes out. And I think, you know, unfortunately, when a lot of people think jazz, they think of, like, Glenn Miller and In the Mood, and Glenn Miller's a fantastic musician, and his band was great, but that was, like, the 1940s, and so much has happened since then. And like I said, you know, if you want to hear just grooves and amazing tunes, next Thursday will be a great gig.
All right, so there you go. Final concerts of the year, the Jazz Ensemble concert, Wind Ensemble, I should say, coming up on Friday of this week, April 19th, and Jazz Ensemble 1 and 2, April the 25th, a week from tomorrow, up at Albert Taylor Hall campus of Emporia State University. Gary, always a pleasure.
Well, and thank you guys so much for getting the word out. And for your listening audience, come check out these students. I mean, they will blow you away with how good they are.
Outstanding. Gary, much appreciated. Good luck with the concerts here this week.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, Dr. Gary Zeke, Director of Bands, Emporia State University. Final two shows, concerts, I should say, plural, of the season. It is 8:41. Good morning.
Hey folks, Mark Hover with Clint Boyer Autoplex. It's hard to believe it's April already. Right now we have thousands off of new and pre-owned vehicles going on to gain relationships and move inventory. Now it's